That'll kill two birds with one stone.
Hallelujah. Thank you for this beautiful day and this fine meal, and bless the hands that prepared it. Give us wisdom in dealing with the business of the city and this fine facility that we're going to be constructing. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Terry Crawford.
Here.
Randy Klein.
Here.
Gary McLaughlin.
Here.
Howard Wilbacher.
Here.
Chuck Savage.
Here.
We have Tom.
That's good, man.
Yep. Good hamburger.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, this is a good hamburger.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for being here. This is your chance to discuss the executive summary that was compiled by our consultant, Michael Baker. Chip, our architect, is in the audience here. You can answer questions as well. I'm just going to run through it, make sure that y'all understand it. And if you had any issues with it or comments or recommendations going into next Tuesday's meeting, that you voice that here and then we can convey that. The consultant summarized all the ballots, and it's interesting to see who picked what in what meeting. Overall, when you add up all the ballots from all the different meetings, these are the images that the top three that were selected. So, an exterior similar. There we go. So we got this one, number five here, and then the exterior number six here.
Number one's a two-story building.
It is. It's a two-story, but again, we can institute two-story elements in a one-story building. So.
How about if you don't like any of them?
You're out of luck.
You can convey that message to the city council. But these were the ballots that we received. The airport board meeting was on the first one, so each box corresponds to the particular meeting. So the first box here on the left, that's a board meeting. So four of you that voted for that one. And then the next meeting was city council, and then this one was the with the general public. And then the last box represents any comments that were received during the open comment period after the actual workshops. So four boxes total. 1A was a pretty high number for an interior look. That's important to recognize. Scrolling to the next one. Not many on here. This is 11 votes. On this one, that's pretty high. Eight votes for an interior shot on number eight. I think that's it. Yep.
Well, the top three qualifiers to me, this the number three over there was, I'm not sure where it came from.
This one right here.
Six, it looks like a grain elevator.
Yeah, that looks like
a grain elevator
around here.
I'm surprised at that one.
I'm sure the one that actually got you the job in the first place.
Well, that one at the top is one. Well, actually, two of those images are Michael Baker of the LBA projects.
The one that actually got y'all my vote is the one in, I think, Georgia.
So that's the number one.
No, it's not. No. That's
involved in town. I think it's one of the four of us.
Could, could be number four, but it's hard to tell from that picture. It was a very modern building. It was not.
Well, here's number one.
I don't think it's a two-story.
That's it. This is the same building, front and back.
We're not talking about that exact building design. We're talking about that building look.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is important.
This is the direction that the design will be going. At least the recommendation of council. If they approve with that, that gives the architect consultant the background information that they require to come up with the actual concept drawings. Quite a few revisions were made to the floor plan. A family restroom was added, rental car restrooms were added, increased the waiting area of the rental cars. We added a staff entrance for the rental car area. That was one thing that came out of it. They had some concerns. It was just one way in, same way out, and if there was ever a need to exit quickly, that they needed an alternate entrance and exit. There's a common use conference room, and the FBO reception area locations were swapped and reconfigured. I've got that here. I'll show the updated floor plan to see that. Added some vending machine space. Quiet room was fully enclosed. The flight crew TV viewing area and a break counter were added, and the flight crew fitness area was deleted. Sorry. More revisions. The beacon light was relocated. Horse statue was added to the front entrance. Crosswalk by the rental car entrance was added. There's a pet relief area that was more defined in the parking lot area. That was one of the comments. Wayfinding signage was added, clarification which entrance was for the rental car and whatnot. The trash bin was pushed further away from the building. We've increased the amount of leasable space inside the building. Listed it as an alternate, as well as the airport administration offices. So and you'll see on the floor plan, but we're going to build 16,000 square feet. If you add all the alternates, including the airport administration side, it'll increase it to 18,000 square feet. Lobby and seating areas were reduced by adding the additional leasable space inside. And the large boardroom or multi-purpose space was doubled in size, and that was listed also as an alternate. Added a planned storage room. The apron or airside entry court was defined as an alternative.
What do you mean by airside entry court?
The airside section of the building where you would walk up into the building from the aircraft. Airside.
Back down?
No.
No, you have to go up. The main lobby is 5 feet above the apron. The site is set for the atmosphere. So we created a ramp and a stairway to get down to the when he shows you.
I'll get there. You'll see it. I'll point it out. We added a server room. They wanted to see some time clocks with the time zones added on the walls in the FBO. A security grill was defined to secure the FBO side during their hours of operation between the rental cars. And doors were added to the rental car corridor for noise control. So this
zoom in.
Now, Matt, when you said 18,000 square feet, is that on the first floor?
There's only one floor. So the shaded areas that you see here, it's better if I just stand up. The shaded areas here, 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 airport admin area, and then the entry court here. This is airside, this is street side. Those shaded areas are what we're looking at as the alternatives. Just bid alternatives. If the prices come in advantageous to construct it, then we can add those into the project. But we'll get prices for those during the bid process. So here you've got your entrance area. You'll have ramps coming up in case you're pulling a lot of bags and whatnot. You've got three or four stairs walking up here, maybe a little compass rows. The building is set far enough back from the apron that you can do something like that. Nice little entrance feature. Plaza, so to speak, right here. You've got the additional offices here, added there. Here's airport admin as an alternative. This is also a future expansion opportunity. Maybe we add customs over in this section right here. Here you can see the added walkway that was added for the rental car space. We have additional bathrooms right here. Let me see if this works.
There might be more details.
Okay.
Matt, see the shaded area that I guess we're in the restaurant?
Yeah.
And you say that's an alt?
What would happen if it's deleted?
You'd be holding the restaurant.
What would it be? I mean, it's there.
Well, the restaurant and the bar seating area would move to the right.
Wouldn't it be better to make that area to the right than the alternate?
Now, we want the two meeting rooms to be side by side so that we expand. One of the comments today is that the meeting space or the common conference room appeared to be too small and it needed to be expanded. And we originally had the building that way, but in the process of trying to get the building square footage in line with the budget, that area was, not down. So the first, the base contract amount for the meeting room to the right is comparable size to this one.
Point out, where's the meeting room to the right?
Right here.
Yeah, that's the meeting room.
So what about putting a folding partition between the two and the other?
Well, we have, so we can, we actually have folding partitions between both of them, so they can be, opened up and we can take up all the restaurant or something like that.
How large is that room? This room is 24 by 36. Is that about that size?
The one room is comparable.
About the size of this space.
But if you wanted to have a much larger room, if you had a meeting, you might have 60 people there. You can have an after hours dinner, party, take over all the smaller restaurants, and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the house. Matt, I think if you go to the previous slide, I'll make sure that we're not going to...
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the configuration without that extra meeting space and the alternates that we've shown in the comments.
So they would bid the building two phases, or each phase would be separate, so you might have five or six phases? How does that work?
What we would do is bid those added spaces as the final alternates as part of the, the initial guaranteed maximum price. And if the total project of, let's say, alternate three and the base building fell within budget, then alternate three might be accepted. If alternate one and two and three fall within the budget, then we accept the
That makes sense.
So, vacated the idea of having a design build?
We're moving forward in that direction.
But we would, in the design criteria package, we would still have those all defined.
In the design build process, this contractor is already selected before you start putting metal roofs and stone and this and that and the other. And all these, you know, you work together to come up with the most efficient price. And it sounds to me like you're doing a design bid build as opposed to a design build.
Jerry?
You have to come up with a design criteria. Be approximately 30% CVs. So then that design criteria package will define these elements as options. And a lot of it is going to be, you know, some shell type specs. So they will just have to come up with a steel foot cost and afford. If those alternates fell within the budget, part of the, you know, the initial GMP, then the data will ultimately be incorporated and the contractor will be directed to lay out and move forward and include those elements in the rate design. So there's still, we're going to take the design to a certain point and then the design builder is going to have to finish it. So we want to do that to define what the scope of the project is so that
What Chip is telling you is what we've been advised by this board and the city council to proceed. You're an advisory board. If you see things differently now, if you want to change the way we're going to design it and build it, advise us.
I advised you and so did Chuck a 2 or 3 meetings ago.
Vote on it.
You just have to decide if you want to do a true design build or if you want to just have them design it.
The direction that we received from this board, which is backed up by the city council, was to do a 30% design with our current consultant, Michael Baker, and then to kick it out as a design build for the remainder of the project. That's the direction that we're in right now. Like I said, if you want to change that, we can. We can look into it. But we would need some firm direction from the board.
If I may?
Yeah.
We truly are open to that. The 30% design has the advantage of the engineer that got us to this point with the design shred is taking all of that institutional knowledge with the design shred and getting to the 30% design. And then you bid it out design build. It's really 70% design build. The disadvantage of doing that is you're changing the engineer to get strength. If you have an engineer that does a 30% design and you have another engineer that does a 70% to build to them, and I never like swapping forces and strength with engineering. So if this advisory board feels strong enough to go with design build, we can go back, change the grant, and get permission from the council to do a complete design build. 100% design.
At the end of the day, how much more building are we going to get if we went with design build versus the 30% design build?
Let's describe first the 30% you're talking about. I mean, are you talking about building shell? Or just about 30% there?
30% drawings would include the site plan, the floor plan, just kind of relationship building. A finished schedule. We include some performance specifications or environmental specifications. According to the state guidelines for design build, we want to put together a design criteria. So you have to do some design. So everybody was putting together an initial plan to make some flights based on a set of, you know, preliminary design building.
Do you plan to build?
Are you able to?
One way or the other, if I have to remove myself from the board prior to bidding, yeah.
What's the deal?
I actually have a plan installed to the attorney and ask him if that.
I would say.
Well, design build, you don't have five sealed bids from me. You have five proposals.
You're an advisor at all. You don't have any mandatory obligation to make the final two.
Well.
You wouldn't have to design. A bid on, an open bid.
I'm just concerned that this is not the way a design build that, I have no problem bidding hard bid for, the idea of the design build is that the builder, I give you a perfect example across the street. The architect designed a canopy for the out front. Probably going to cost around $30,000 to $40,000 more because he didn't get input from us in the first place. And honestly, it's not going to look as good as what they would really like to do. But at this stage, to go through and change it, it's going to cost them probably $10,000. And true design build, the design builder is on board pretty much from the get-go and works with the architect whoever selected to tell you, okay, well, we can put DX systems in and it's going to save, you know, $200,000 as opposed to chill water that's going to cost you another $800,000. And you go through that entire process with virtually, I've never seen design build where you spec out the finishes in the design build 30%.
No. I think we, if you want all the concrete and the lobby, if you want, VCT versus concrete, there's still a lot of engineering design and value engineering.
How is the 30% defined? If it's a $5 million project, it's $1.5 million to develop.
The 30% will be defined by, doing all the engineering and the rising background. You know, what should we show it for? But we don't know, the HVAC system is not going to be a place.
Well, if you take 30% of 18,000 feet, the shell itself is going to be about 30%.
Yeah, we don't look at it as just as a volumetric. Well, that an architect produced has 30% of the documents. Now, during even design, didn't do it. So there's a certain level of drawings that are going to be required to we don't have to design everything. We don't really want to. We want to generally establish some criteria for the building and set some standards so that we have measure, and the design builder comes back with his measure GMP and his final GMP, and we have some baseline to say, okay, that's not good.
Some more important questions.
I've got something that's completely different, but I've offered up, I've just got probably have to eventually have a building that was twice the size.
Well, this is, I think.
Well, what I want to say is, did you take that into account? Is there a way to improve this building?
This terminal will not work as an airline, scheduled airline terminal.
But it might if you could increase the size twice.
Yeah, but you know, I think the likelihood of that happening in terms of today's environment now, one day it can very well happen.
Yeah.
And I believe the long-term plan to locate that on the other side of the airport and access it with the new road system that's over there, that would make a whole, because you go back and you'd build a set aside because you've got bigger airplanes, you've got, you know, it would make more sense.
Different security, different.
Now that we have a road network to the other side of the airport, that would make perfect sense.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Chip, you said that the elevation is 5 feet different from the parking lot, the existing parking lot?
From the apron. From the apron to the existing terminal building is about a 5 foot increase.
Step down it now.
Pretty good ramp. But that gives you a better, you know, perspective.
Worrying about handicap and stuff is over.
We'll have a ramp. There's a ramp.
Look at the entry plaza, we have a handicap ramp that's from,
Are you thinking on the street side, you're pretty much just above grade?
You didn't notice that?
You don't use it very much.
No.
Down there near. It's got quite a few steps down there.
The covered entry that we have defined has a, you know, a drop off that's really, really at the sidewalk.
Ken, let me ask you from the.
If I can answer this question, we have designed for future expansion, and one of the things that we have anticipated in the lobby was seating for, you know, approximately 70 people. Mm-hmm. So if you had a charter flight, you know, that was a large commercial aircraft, then you could accommodate the seating amenity to build that particular service.
There's one other alternative that needs to be considered. This building's not going to go to the wrecking ball, and this could be repurposed as a, as a terminal of some type as well in the future.
I'll be in the trailer.
Yeah.
Portable.
You know, it's important to note that the construction of this terminal will facilitate other advantages on the airport, like Mr. Crawford said, this building opens up and it becomes available. Assuming we do build out this space here, the current airport admin offices open up, becomes available. It's just, you know, the advantages just aren't limited to the actual terminal site.
You just need to bring it in at a number where all this could be built. You just need to bring it in at a number where all this, you've been very vocal, you think the estimate is too high, so I want to see what
can be done.
See what you do.
But again, that takes working with the architects when we get there, not these, you know, Chip's going to pull his hair out if I came in there and said, no, you can't do this, it's too costly. No, you got to change that, it's too costly.
I'm not going to pull my hair off.
I'm getting a room up there. But
I think that, Jerry, there will still be some flexibility in the city. We just need to define the criteria that the judge and the other.
Let me see if I can use your example, since I told you I didn't like the first short picture. I didn't like it first off because it was two stories. But if it's me, I think that said, I'd like to have kind of a two-story look or height-wise without going two stories.
That seems to be about what that is.
Well, it's two stories, but that building is just too busy looking for me. But
if you look at image number five, you have a small two-story and a three-story. There is a two-story.
Let me get to the bigger.
There we go. So there's a cupola that's in the center of kind of a central floor space.
In my opinion,
you're right. It's this
kind
one.
Of a mistake to show the interior at this stage because the cost is.
We were just trying to show some images and picture and try to get people understanding. What we envisioned is a one story building with the main lobby would be a two story.
Can you blow up number 12? Image number 12?
I'll have to do it here. It's a little pixelation.
Other than being pink, that's not. That's too plain. It looks like a Key West house.
Well, you know, this is really interesting because the general public liked that more than any of the other aviation professionals, so to speak, that looked at it.
It's a little bit story.
So that the non-aviation people like this image better than any of the
other. It looks like an 1800 courthouse. That's where you are.
What may have been what has drawn a lot of people to that is the clock tower, or maybe
which would break immediately. I've never seen one work.
Can you fix a clock?
Never work.
You're going back to the Texas, I think. No, not Texas. First choice. But
yes.
This is stuff that all comes out in the design build. That stone, for example, would work here.
One of the problems.
Why wouldn't it? Let me just have to report the question. Why wouldn't it not work?
Well,
because it doesn't fit the area, or is it stone?
It doesn't fit the area. I mean, stone itself would work. I just don't think
that's what.
One of the problems that we've been faced with in this process is, you know, we did a two-story scheme, but a lot of the major elements of the building, you know, the road, the administration, lend themselves to be on the ground floor. So when you look at, okay, what's the remaining space, and the only thing that's left is the restaurant and the meeting room for the second floor and maybe some future police.
Right.
So, you know, I'm trying to fit all that and make it work, you know, volumetrically. And the restaurant demands an elevator for both food service and parking access. And so, you know, it just adds, it just exponentially adds to the cost.
So. Well, I mean, my thought all along is if you have something that, you know, taking down the 14-foot plate height and volume in the main entry corridor.
That's kind of what I envision, you know, the height would be there. And let that be the family with the highest space. You know, the two schemes that I was leaning towards was one that would have, you know, a central high bay ceiling. And the high bay space might be a pitch roof, it could be an arch roof, it could be, you know, something one thing that I have thought about, but I don't know if it makes sense or not, is to design the highway route so that it has a single connection to be utilized for the solar panels. You know, we have to come up with some rough sketches, images, and present those to the city staff and the first of the board, and then we'll do that and refine those.
That's the question that I'm struggling with. It looks to me like you've got some people that want traditional, and you've got some people with, you know, and I personally think that's kind of an architectural thing. And my, like I said, when I kind of what swayed me all the way originally was a building. In fact, it was really close between you and one of the firms that just remember, I thought your architectural side had them hands down. And it was a Georgia bill. I want to say Bainbridge or something.
Well, it might have been, there was one in Albany.
It's kind of a modern look?
Yeah, arch roof. You know, that's one of the design schemes that I may, you know, come back to you and do it. It's say, if you were going to build this main lobby space, it's going to have an arch roof. That's one certain
element. Right now, I would put the vote, I would vote against that going to the council with that, because I think that becomes the architect's decision, but the guidance that you need is we want very traditional, we want contemporary, we want clean, we want...
We tried to do that with the multiple images, because it's hard, I think, for a lot of people to understand what's traditional or versus, you know, modern look. And I think all three of those images have, you know, they might be contemporary images that have some historical or something, you know, traditional heritage, and as compared to the one above it with the arch roof.
Is that?
Here's it. Here's
the top. That's all been.
Let me ask this. You've got more experience dealing with this than we do, because you've done this, obviously, in other places. How do most other cities approach the process? Is there a preponderance of one versus the other, or are they pretty much going in a like direction?
I think that most cities may have a project manager or a city council and not necessarily go through this public process, but because this is a major gateway to the city, so there may be less factions or input to design the city generally. And then, the danger of that is that you end up with something that the community really hates. And the community's on it for years after trying to get it to be, what you ultimately really want. So I think it was a good exercise to go through this program. I mean, we got a lot of positive and good feedback. And I think it was, done well and cost effective.
I think no matter what process you went through, the public input in terms of that would in some way be beneficial.
It introduced a lot of people.
Built may not like. They go, that's not what.
Well,
I
somebody's think. Always going to not like it.
You know, I think the process introduced a lot of people to the airport that may not have been ultimately familiar with it as well. At least on the public side, on that third meeting.
Yeah, I think there was.
Everybody thinks of the airport as an airport where you go get on an airplane and fly to Paris or somewhere else.
Let me ask you, how many of you are planning on being at the council meeting for our presentation this coming Tuesday?
When is this planned to be?
This Tuesday, 4 o'clock.
I'll be on an airplane headed to China, too.
You get two passports?
Yeah, three or four.
Four after passport to China.
Can somebody be the representative of the airport board and speak for the airport board?
I could be there.
I'd like to be able to go, but I'm not going to probably speak.
So it's the next Tuesday at what time?
The meeting starts at 4. All the better ideas to what time the actual presentation will be when you see the full agenda coming out this Friday.
I hate to wait through all that stuff.
Be the county.
And also, you might get there. And there might be a single seat to sit.
I'd give up my seat.
You wanted to have some pizzazz, you know. Something doesn't look like a duplication of this. That's...
I'm sitting at the club, it's all piped down and stuff like that.
Well... he has some strong objections to me, he's
what's the pleasure of the board? We got a direction we kind of got to give, but the confusion...
Well, we have some reservations about the facade, you know, I mean, the elevation, or a little bit. For the interior, I think, I don't know that there's any changes we recommend to the interior.
I think the floor plan initially is not studying it. It's good. It's got all the elements.
What it's gonna look like on the outside.
But...
Well, keep in mind that these are character photos and the whole design may not look, you know, exactly like what we're showing, but it's kind of established and then...
I think one thing we all might agree on is that that central space should be a two-story space.
Everybody likes that.
Not only that, Chuck, I think the whole exterior of the building should have a higher than single-story space plate. And this is probably 8 feet.
What roof?
I'd put 12 foot at minimum on the exterior wall.
Well, make the building look up with the interior.
That's a little squatty building.
Yeah. And it didn't cost that much to do that.
Interior space, right?
Yeah.
One thing you have to be careful of, if you have a small space, like a restaurant, you may want to have...
Right, yeah, probably.
That's in the main office area.
They started doing that at home, they used to have all those 8 feet, so...
They're all 12 now.
So...
Yeah, it's just as easy to have it out.
That drawing number one, right, you know, it's a two-story building. And I thought, the only problem I had with that design was I thought it was a little bit bland.
A little busy to me, actually.
Busy, well, it's the same elements repeated again
Not that.
Yeah, number one.
Right.
It's the same elements repeated again and again.
Right.
And that gets that has become a monotonous effect.
If I may, Mr. Whitehead and myself, we went and visited the new clubhouse at the Trilogy Development. Mm-hmm. It's a single-story building with a two-story feel to it, constructed locally.
Is it controlled?
Not on the system here. It had some interesting design elements. It had the courtyard that we were talking about, airside, two-story ceiling in the entranceway, over the restaurant as well. It had had an overhang similar to this, but it was right above where the single story would be. And it was a sloping roof,
single plane?
Single plane.
Not like a gable?
Yeah, it wasn't gable.
Well, where is this?
Trilogy Development.
It's on 27. It's the failed WCI development west of I-75. About around 60th Avenue. East of 60th Avenue, 27. Yeah.
It gave me hope that...
Failed development.
So it gave me hope that, you know, we can design something spectacular and meet our budget. A lot of their interior design elements were well, we wouldn't consider it. I mean, hand-stitched carpets from Italy, things like that. The wall finishings were padded leather walls or wood veneer, you know, different shapes. But, I mean, custom lighting and whatnot. But the glass, the space feeling that you get, the covered overhang look driving up into it, it had a lot of the same elements that we're talking about here. I wish we had known about it when we were going through the sample image process. It may be worth looking into. I'd like to take you up there.
Yeah. And we make sure we look at that shape or that thing on the ground.
The council needs something from us.
Yeah, you know what? I can probably get that. Now that you mention that, I can probably pull that up. That's right. Bear with me here.
I'll say that while Matt's looking for that, I detect that the consensus is that we're satisfied with the floor plan, but we're not.
Send me a lot of emails.
Still satisfied with the design of the exterior.
Yeah, now, I heard Matt say he likes the single gullwing, if you want to call it that. It made a solar panel on it. Well,
sorry.
The orientation's probably wrong with the solar panel, but
it's going to be on the west side.
It's the only place left to live.
I think the solar panels end up costing more than they're worth.
That's the building. So this image would be if you got off the airplane and you're walking up Airside into the building. Here you can see
what's
the overhang.
The blue?
Sky. It's a stitched image.
Oh, okay.
Okay? It's a stitched image.
The sky that day was looking a little funny.
So there's that. That's their gymnasium. And the interior, that wall right there is all hand painted. This is the main entranceway. Let's see, if you walked in the main door, you're coming in from here. Over here is where you would exit to the aircraft. This is looking towards their restaurant area.
And what is this building?
This is the Trilogy building, the clubhouse up there.
This is
what we were just
regular building.
Yes, and the
we're
restaurant
just gonna
is
jack it up and move it down the street.
The restaurant is open to the public too.
Now,
so
what is the building used for?
It's their clubhouse for the development. Their mail room is there.
Owners out there.
This is their street side view. So single story on the street side area. They had these privacy walls that they built around it. There are two outside fountains that are just out of the frame, hidden behind the
and what
columns.
Is it you like about that, Matt?
I like the overhang.
I like the
airside area, actually.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, there's some. So you
well,
got
to have those light fixtures.
But here, you know, it's a two-story in the. This is their gymnasium area, but it's two stories. I don't know about the lights.
Well, that kind of look, though, is what you were talking about.
This is walking just outside the doors, so if you could think of the that pond as where the aircraft would be. It's generally the same height.
What pond?
We'll be open to float bus building. So here's this hallway parallels their street side entrance. So single-story ceilings opening up into offices and the spa area. This is this would be the lobby area, the center portion of what we would be constructing. That's what we're looking at here. Again, it is two stories. I didn't capture it quite. You can just see the corner of the windows right here up top. That overhang sticks out just right out there. This is a photo of it from the street. I stopped and took a picture of it.
Is
this is the restaurant. Actually, this building had three kitchens in it. They had kind of the industrial kitchen in the back that's hidden. They have kind of a visible kitchen where they might prep some things for the public to see. Then they had a private kitchen where they could hold classes, like cooking classes and health and wellness events and things like that.
And this is around 60th and 27th.
Just east. On the north side of 27.
Said 16,000 square feet is air conditioned and about 25,000 is under roof. They built it for right at $350 a square foot. A lot of extra. I think they said it was almost $200,000 or $300,000 just in the post office boxes that they had to put in there for the residents. So that's where you would go get your mail. That location.
It's kind of a community center.
Yeah, $80,000 for one of the carpets.
So you could have an element in the middle of that, which would have a much higher ceiling.
Yeah. The overhang there in the middle extends out almost 12 feet. It's significant. And you could have that. You could have your
Is that a curve?
Somewhat. It does. It's kind of angled around.
I think you instinctively like these large overhangs because, after all, the sun is very intense here. You want shade.
Plus,
it looks friendly. And it also looks extremely modern.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what do you need out of us?
Well,
a recommendation.
I hear you like the overhang idea. The two-story center feature.
General floor plan.
With the additive alternates. Okay. What did I miss?
No consensus.
No consensus on the
exterior.
Architectural. I think it's about the right size.
Okay.
All right. Is that enough?
Is there anything else we need to do?
There is not. I can share with you that March was our busiest month on record since the tower opened up. Had just over 6,000 operations.
I'm flying in there now.
Thank you for that, sir. At equine events, we had a huge sale across the street. Hits had a great final weekend. We did, there was the Grand Prix at the Ocala's Grand Prix go-kart track had an event. And then always, it surprises me how much jet traffic that brings in. But we do receive some traffic over that. So, but that's it. You know, we're going to have our normal meeting the end of the month. We'll have more information to provide then.
We'll also be fortunately absent for that one. We'll be back for the first one.
All right. Anything else, sir?
Okay. Any further comments by others? Not will let you stab a journal.
I was showing him something. There's no way. Oh. We can't afford one cube.
You better report that we're generally satisfied. Is that right?
Yes.
Thank you for lunch. Very
thank
much.
You. Yes.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for your service. We really value it.
Yeah. Motion to adjourn?
Officially.
We already adjourned.
We did? Okay.
You took a de facto.